I read a bumper sticker that said, "We are born naked, wet and hungry, and then things get worse." This is a long saga, the Jacob saga in the Hebrew scriptures. And it starts well before our story today with Red and Heel. That's actually what their names mean. Red, the hunter, the outdoors type, and Heel, that grasped the heel at birth, is the grasping heel of a fellow, if you like. It's a long, long story, and I'm reminded of the preacher who started a series on the Lord's Prayer. So the first week he preached on Our, and the next week on Father. By the 15th week, when he was up to unto us, the congregation had dwindled somewhat. So he decided to switch and preach on the Creed. That would have brought him back, wouldn't it, Bruce? Anyway, back to our story. It's a long, long story. And Lachlan gave it to us in that story form. At the 8:15 service, we read a paraphrase, but it brought out the differences, the difference between the indoor type, Heel or Jacob. Now, as I said, the story started a long time before this with a rather romantic view of Jacob and Rebecca as they met and fell in love, and then they had the children, and they are so different. "Dear, I do love you, but it wouldn't hurt if you used the bathroom occasionally. You know, you come in from that outdoor activity of yours, hunting and fishing, you know." And of course, he was loved by Isaac. He loved the venison. He loved the cooked meals, the food that Esau could get from his hunting. And Rebecca loved Jacob, the indoors type. He would sit down and he would knit and sew, and he would work at the computer, and he would do the cooking. It was a wonderful scene. One loved one and one loved the other. Normal family? You know, we come to church. We come to church, I'm sure, and this is my experience, as I'm sure it's yours, to get something from the service, to get a little bit of uplift, to try to be a better person because we've been in the presence of our colleagues and friends in the presence of God. Is that right? We do want to be a little different by being here. Well, with this story, you can forget it. This is about conflict. This is about real people who really don't get on. And the story goes on to show just how far that not getting on took them. But here they are as representatives of this so-called promised family, this selected family, the family of Abraham, the descendants of Abraham. And here they are at one another's throats, which shows just what happens between nations. So this is kind of symbolic of what's going to take place in the world around them. Now, this process that caused the conflict over the red stuff, the soup, that Esau so badly wanted coming in from hunting, was primogeniture, which is the right of the firstborn to privilege. And it didn't matter who you were coming second, third and fourth. Number one got it all. Hey, hang on. Is that the way we see God? Privilege for certain people? Well, let me refer you to a story that we didn't hear today. And that is the gospel. The gospel for today is the story of the sower. It's so familiar that we didn't need to read it. You know it off by heart. The sower with his dilly bag spreading the seeds willy-nilly. I said that at 8:15, then I thought I'd better explain to Muhammad that meant just, you know, without any kind of care for where it landed. Whereas those who are involved in sowing seed today are very careful about where they sow. You want to get the best crop. You want to sow it in the best soil. If you watch the gardening show, you know, way back when Peter Cuntle, he would get this lovely soil he'd get his hands into. And we look at that gardening show and we think, hey, we don't seem to have any of that kind of soil around our place. He just puts something in and it grows. Marvellous. Blood and bone. Marvellous, Peter Cuntle used to say. But, pardon me, here the sower, the farmer, is just indiscriminate. There is a harvest. In some places it's great. In other places it's very, very poor. But there is a harvest. And what that story is saying, this is so God. This is so God. Grace is not measured out and meted out. Here, you're the firstborn, you get the lot. Poor old Lachlan and Katrina, they can, you know, queue up. This story is, there's grace in this story about Jacob and Esau, about Red and Heel. God continues to work with this family in spite of who they are. And that's grace. And as we come to this great celebration of Holy Communion, the old, old, old service used to say, we are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord whose property is to have mercy. So, dear friends, come to the Lord's table, whether you're Jacob or Esau, whether you're Red or Heel, grace abounds for you.